Hello, and welcome to the podcast Expect Butterflies, the Law of Attraction channel with Alora Cheek. And I'm here to talk to you about conscious creation. How do we keep doing that thing called allowing? Allow. Welcome. Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of the podcast Expect Butterflies, which could still actually be named in the basement in my slippers. Because here I am again. I'm going to have to change up my location. Nah, I love the basement. My little dog is taking a nap on the couch. It's totally quiet. The family is 2 floors above me doing their sleep thing or their hanging out thing. So let's just take a moment to appreciate this. I'm doing a podcast. You have the opportunity to listen to a podcast. So whatever it is you're doing, you have a moment to enjoy. So what are we talking about today? Yes, the topic is why on earth is it called Expect Butterflies? Because this is not a podcast or a website about butterflies, insects. Somebody's going to let me know if it's a different type of thing. Marsupials. They're not marsupials. That is a mammal. You're going to get me in a little bit of a wacky mood. I just got done teaching an improv class and it was super fun. And we were just way out there. Somebody took a banana to the moon. I don't think I'm going to get that image out of my head. So expect butterflies. So what happened was I heard a story and that story stuck with me for so many weeks that I ended up naming the website and this podcast it because I've also been dreaming about having a place to just focus on talking about law of attraction. Because in the past, and I still will in other places, I talk about parenting and I talk about improv and I talk about communication tools and relationship tools and all sorts of stuff like that. But I love law of attraction and it is the foundation of how I move through the world. Like it really is it for me. So this is the story and I love this story because this story is actually a golf story and I don't golf. I really don't know anything about golfing unless you consider miniature golf a version of golf, in which case I know enough to eventually get my pink or yellow or bright blue ball past the windmill and into the hole. That's pretty much it. But in this story, it is about golf, the big game of golf, the 18-hole golf. And the person who told me this, I'm going to have them remain anonymous, but they heard this from the storyteller. So I'm going to call him the storyteller. The storyteller said to a group of people, of which the person I knew was at, the storyteller said, I know somebody who's really, really lucky, like totally lucky. And they proceeded to explain all the ways in which they were lucky, including like helicopters flying down to ask them if they could buy their house for a huge profit out of the blue, things like that. But this is the story about golf. So I'm going to say storyteller and lucky guy, right? So storyteller says he and lucky guy play golf all the time. They play golf all the time and lucky guy always wins. Always wins golf. And storyteller has never won a game of golf, but storyteller wants to win a game of golf. And so one day, the two are playing golf again, and they were neck and neck, right? They were neck and neck, and storyteller had done their last shot, whatever, and whatever you call it, their last putt, did their thing, and now it was lucky guy's turn. And if lucky guy did not sink this shot, then storyteller was going to win. And lucky guy, his ball was like somewhere not really close, and I think it was in the rough or something roughy, one of those, a golf term. It was in somewhere, in the bushes, it was somewhere where it was a hard shot. And storyteller is thinking, oh my gosh, is it possible? Is it possible that I could actually win this game of golf? Starts like, yes, yes, right? So what happens is lucky guy does the shot, and it was a great shot. Boom, lands on the green. Oh my gosh, storyteller's like, I cannot believe this is happening. And the ball goes all the way to the edge and it's just on the lip and it pauses. It just stops. And it's right there hanging on the lip of the cup. And storyteller's like, that's it. oh my gosh, I can't believe I won. And just then, a butterfly out of nowhere just flitters around, lands on Lucky Guy's golf ball, lifts off, and the golf ball tilts into the cup, and Lucky Guy wins. he wins the golf game. So here it is. Storyteller's like, you have got to be kidding me. A butterfly landed on this guy's golf ball. And now Lucky Guy won. And I love that story because I know about the law of attraction. The law of attraction states that we live in a magnetic universe, and your thoughts become things. Your belief systems are proven to you over and over and over again. And Lucky Guy, you know, clearly had a story in his own mind, a belief system that supported this happening. And so when we say, in law of attraction, you say, you ask and it is given. You ask and it is given. I would love to have a house on the beach. Done. The universe says, great. It is as easy for me to give you a house on the beach, to create that out of non-physical, than it is to give you a popsicle. They're just as easy as each other in terms of universal creation. So you say you love this thing, if it's in your highest good and you allow it, boom, there it is. But it's not just things. The universe is constantly calling all cooperative components to help you. Anything that is available. I almost think of it like, you know, you see those movies and there's the spy or the Matt Damon character, whatever. Somebody's running around and they have an entire support team that's like on the walkie-talkies or on the microphones with all their cameras. Or what is it? You know, Batman, like, you know, they're saying that, you know, Alfred's, you know, sir, there's a, you have this entire team, I think of like non-physical helpers or the universe, whatever you want to picture, but they're watching you go and they're helping you navigate, turn left, turn right, that door's locked, try the window, right? But they have all these components and they're saying, what do we have available? Oh, they went down this corridor instead of that corridor. What do we have? Oh, I know. Look, let's send out the signal. And maybe a cat jumps across the path and it knocks something over, which shows you that there's a lever and you can open the trap door, whatever it is. So it's not just things that come to you. It is relationships, events, happenings. Honestly, the way the wind blows, a feather crossing your path, could be your dog barking, a butterfly. I love, love, love this reminder that when we say what we want, we don't even have to say it. When we emit what we want, you walk into a room and you just think to yourself, I love this space, or I love that credenza. That is not a word I use in real life. Hello, that's a lovely credenza you have there. Yes, it is. Whatever it is, even if you don't say it out loud, even if you don't realize you're making a preference, you just walk into a room and it feels good. There's something about it that's pleasing to you. The universe knows. Bing, 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 bing. Oh, this is pleasing to this person. They like that. Yes, yes, yes. Cooperative components assemble. And life is constantly rolling out the carpet for you. So I like to call now these delightful surprises, these amazing things that happen that I wasn't expecting, I call them butterflies now. So a few weeks after I listened to this story, I started to tell the universe, I want more butterflies in my life. And when I think butterfly, I think these delightful surprises. So I love lilacs, and it is the springtime, and there's different kinds of lilacs, and they bloom at slightly different weeks or months or whatever, but there's a version of lilac that's out, the really big bushes, and I'm like, oh, but I just hadn't been able to get to one because I don't have one in my yard, and for whatever reason, I wasn't able yet to smell one. I thought, wouldn't it be nice to smell lilacs? I was really thinking that. I wanted it, but I didn't need it, which is the sweet spot for allowing, right? You're very clear on your desire, but you're not pushing against it by saying it's impossible or it's not for me. So I want it, but I don't need it. Next thing I know, A couple hours later, I'm upstairs. The doorbell rings. I'm assuming it's like, I don't know, Amazon or some type of package delivery. And my daughter runs upstairs and she's like, "Mom, some kids from the neighborhood, we don't know, they just dropped this off and then ran away." And I looked and it was the most gorgeous. It was a mason jar with the most gorgeous, beautiful card. And it said, "Happy May Day. You know, there's a tradition where you deliver flowers anonymously to people." And I looked, there's a bunch of flowers in there. And of course, what was in there? Lilacs. I literally had lilacs delivered to my door by people I had never met before. And I was like, if this isn't a butterfly, I don't know what it is. No. And I do know what a butterfly is. It is those amazing, delightful surprises that happen that are yes anding what it is that you want, things that delight you. So then I said, let me get my thoughts straight. Now I've got all these things in my head. First of all, let's send a lovely thank you to those children. That was so sweet. But it's not just also about asking for butterflies. If you take it one step further, it is expecting butterflies, because the biggest things we get are the things that we expect. You know, when you come home and you look around, you go, "Oh, of course, the place is a mess." You're expecting it to be a mess. That is like the clearest way you're saying, "Give me more of that. Give me more of that mess." If you come home and you're like, "Oh, everybody greeted me with a smile. I expect that. I expect that when I come home, where there's these big pile of love that happens," right? If you expect that, it doesn't mean it happens every day, but really more often than not, that's your norm. So I wanted to live in a world where I expected butterflies. I expected not just the things that you can manifest, but what I call the magic. The magic. Now, to the universe, it's not magic, it's normal. Yes, of course a butterfly came down. That was the path of least resistance to the thing that you wanted, that you were allowing, that, you know, da 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 da. But to me, I love the idea of magic. So that's why this is all called expect butterflies. I love, love, love the idea that we start to expect all these delightful butterflies. And I also love the fact that we're all unique and we all have a unique set of belief systems and ideas and wants and delights, and that just the universe gets a chance to continually say, Oh, turn left, turn right. You'd love this. This is great. Over here. Oh, you went that way. No. And then we're all being led to our unique, I don't want to say butterflies, but yeah, we're being led to our unique butterfly gardens over and over and over again, always in this completely joyful way. So that is my story about why this is called Expect Butterflies. Yes. And golf. Thanks for listening. You have just listened to Expect Butterflies, the Law of Attraction channel with Allura Cheek. And I hope you have an incredibly aligned day. You can catch more at expectbutterflies.com.